This time out, you can say you were part of something that meant something. You participated in a cosmic venture against the universal wrong. You saw the verdict and did nothing again. But you hurt, so you showed your feelings, hands up to the ceiling in private. Followed the rhetoric in public, head nodding. No critical analysis that there is no leadership in the black community, that Sharpton is very dull with no brown. Jesse is less effective with no king. And every person in the hood is a fool, especially as they act surprised, like there was no King Amadou or anyone new. Next day, next night, next week, next door, or they could be next. I don't want to run or avenge my son. I want to be preventive and stay who I am. On the road to death since I was born. Kiss my babies for me. This time out, they already know how much I love them. No one has to tell them my stories. I have told them. I have been there. I am no absentee. I have loved them and their families as I love myself. Taking the high road, but no shit from anything or anyone. Knew better and was not surprised. Just assess the preparedness of the masses. They did not want to lose their unreal reality TV, nor did they want to find out what housewife, ex-wife, ex-woman show would ignore the issue. No one wore any damn hoodies. They would not dare affect their money because their children live. Jay-Z says there's no racism, so he's keeping it 100% bullshit as usual. At least he is consistent, persistent, and clear that your level of intelligence cannot stop your money. As long as you can pose, show your smile, and keep your people in the fog, don't quote me, it won't do you any good. This time out, before I wrote this, it was understood, overstood, and over hoods without hoods, in suits and ties in your face, politely reminding you it was always N-I-G-G-E-R and never N-I-G-G-A. No matter what the whites and Arabs who cool with this say, because they poor and in proximity, they use derogatory terms about our ancestry and not theirs. No spick or sand nigger or sand nigga, towel head, etc. Too unorganized to be a terrorist, but you buy their bullshit and call it art. Like God took a shit and you took it as chocolate. No, it is shit. Turds is words like the ones you never said against anything. Just thought it as you angrily walked to your luxury vehicle and said, shit ain't that bad for all of us. At least we not slaves. Student loan, credit cards ignored. Gut rehab, the new fab, because they don't like your ass in the burbs. Word, the bias class of yuppies, buppies, yuckies, buckies, fuck me, whatever you call it now. This time out, everybody knows your existence is lower than their pets. Michael Vick got time for betting and abiding on someone killing a dog. This dog kill a boy after the police told him not to follow him. His ass should have been kicked. Who cares? It's called murder here and every elsewhere. This time out, America showed the world when a black child dies, they don't fucking care.